All right, our Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nitzavim. We'll connect a short idea. Yom Noram to the Parsha. Learning Shmini Tzchus for Shalom for Bar Tzvi Merif Kavadia. And David Henech Mordechai Befrenes Simcha Besor Shechai Yisrael Ktsivis Sima Tova for us and all Chai Yisrael. Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Yitzayim Ad'av, Kol Ma'avir Amidosov Ma'avir Lo Es Ma'avir Lo Al Peshav. If a person is willing to forgo his own rights and he forgives others, Hashem is willing to remove his own sins. If a person is willing to forgo his own rights, someone did something wrong, but he said he forgives them, Hashem is willing to remove his sins. And Rabbi Frank quotes Rav Chaim Freelander in the Sifsei Chaim, it says, how does this work? The selfish person must pay for his sins. The selfless person goes free? It sounds like there's a double standard here. What's going on over here? Says Rav Chaim Freelander in the Sifsei Chaim. He explains that he establishes that sin is destructive because it distances from the sinner from Hashem. Tshuva brings the sin closer to Hashem. Unless a person does tshuva, he must be punished in order to obliterate the sin and remove the impediment to closeness with Hashem. So tshuva can wipe away the sin, but there's another way to draw closer to Hashem. If a person who emulates the ways of Hashem, as we say in the parsha this week, Laleches Bedrachav, to go in Hashem's ways, by rising above selfish concerns and focusing on the needs of others, that's a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that also brings you closer to Hashem. Therefore, a person who is selfless can also avoid punishment for his sins. And that's really what the Gemara says, called Ma'avir Al-Midosa, Ma'avir Al-Pshav. Tshuva works, obviously. Tshuva works, it changes the sin. Tshuva Me'ir, Tshuva Me'ava. But if someone is willing to forgo and go above and beyond, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm also willing to go above and beyond. If you're willing to go above and beyond for your brothers and sisters, even when someone did something to you, but you forgive them, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to forgive you as well. And that, I think, really is such a beautiful, beautiful message, especially when he did Savim. Atam Yitzav Ayam Kulchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you should be Kulchem before Rosh Hashanah. The Chiddush Rambam says, explains, Kulchem means you coming together, but Hayom before Rosh Hashanah, or Zohar says Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Make sure you're united together. If you don't worry about your own respect, and someone did something to you, but you give up on you give it up, and you say, no, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm going to give up, I'm going to let the person, I'm going to forgive him, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm also going to forgive you too. If you go above and beyond, Kadosh Baruch Hu says he goes above and beyond for you as well. We should be zeicha to have this message. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Good Shabbos Kodesh.